Does agriculture have a future in America? Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. Tennessean American farmers make up less than 2% of the nation's population, and each year regulations, input costs, and weather disasters continue to mount, knocking even more out of the business of producing our food and fiber. Fortunately, Tennessee's congressional delegation stands by the farmer, realizing their importance to society. Second District Congressman John Duncan.
Well, there has to be a future for agriculture in this country. We're too big and too populous to depend on other countries for our entire food supply, and I think that's just ridiculous. And I think we should encourage more young people to go into farming and farm-related activities.
Representative Duncan serves on the House Committee on Resources, and he's concerned about the nation's land availability for farmers to produce our food and fiber.
And now they're putting so many restrictions and limitations on the half of the land that remains in private ownership, and I think they're, if we don't remember how important private property is to both our freedom and our prosperity, it's going to mean some big, big changes in this country, and I think it's going to decrease our standard of living if we aren't careful.
Another friend for Tennessee agriculture is 8th District Congressman John Tanner. His concern is over the growing debt and that ag programs will be strongly considered for cuts to reduce the federal deficit.
And I don't think people in this country understand that a nation cannot be strong and free if it, one, is not financially healthy, or two, it does not have the inherent and innate ability to clothe and feed its own people internally. And as if the agricultural infrastructure is not maintained, then one could see where our ability to do that would be impaired.
Tennessee Congressman John Tanner, have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.